of the day to you. Top of the day to you. We're ready for a live show, but I'm so happy. Start now. Top of the day to you. This is Esther Davis. I'm so happy. I am going to tonight something I haven't done in a while. Oh, just a little monologue. It's like 50 talk. And Blog Talk Radio. Now remember that number. 5657. And one of my top topics that I want to talk about is breast cancer. It's breast cancer awareness. Come on, ladies. Talk to me. Can we talk about this? Can we talk about something honestly and openly? Something very simple. And when I say very simple, it's just going to a doctor. Over the years, I have hosted breast cancer victims, I've hosted breast cancer, so I'm ready to go. And more importantly, people that don't think I need one. I had one last year. But statistically, there are going to be some 400,000 women that have breast cancer this year. This is 2018. And all you have to do is look up the numbers. Now, let me give you a very interesting story. A friend of mine had breast cancer. He's 40 years in the DIMC, that's Dallas Institute. And there is obviously a strain. And these six women have the very same strand of this. Meaning that once she went through it, and it was traumatic, can't get through breast cancer. Having a glass of wine, can we talk about breast cancer? Because what I'm most impressed with breast cancer is that now there are so many cures. There are so many different procedures. There are so many great doctors that just want to talk to you, that just want to know what your feelings are. Now, what I'm told, and I've been a talk show host now for over 20 years, I had this lady to tell me, about 5 years ago. Oh, she couldn't possibly examine her breasts. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Okay, I said, well, train your husband to do it or your boyfriend. It doesn't matter. Because if you detect a discrepancy in a tissue-based part of your body, you know something is wrong. So then I get the message. Remember, I've been a talk show host for 20 years. I get the message then that, well, I'm afraid to go to the doctor. Okay, we don't want you to die. It's very simple. I don't want to be coming to a funeral of a 65-year-old that could have gone for early detection. You could have gone for early detection and been here with the rest of us. Did you know that the life expectancy now of African Americans, of Anglos, of people, period, is moving toward 90 and 95 years old? And do you know that we have more centurions now than we've ever had before? Those are the people that live to be 99 years old, and they cross over the 100. But there's one thing that I found that most of them do very, very well, and that is that they have a very simple, bland diet. They have a very simple diet that they follow. That's number one. And then number two, they live a very good, easy, simple life. But most important is their diet. Heredity plays a very small part. We like saying that I have big hips like my mom or I'm big boned. That is not true. This is modern medicine time. This is a time in our lives that is just absolutely paramount, which means a lot of changes have been made. If you go to the doctor early for early detection, I'm not a doctor, I'm not even a nurse, but the one thing that is important to me is that I go and get an annual exam every year, and they can tell me what the problems are. So whatever they are, I think my problem, somebody asked me, what was your problem last time you went? Well, let me tell you what it was. my blood counts were down, and my potassium was down. Well, that only means I need to eat a banana. That's something very simple. Medicine now, I log on, and I will tell you what medical office I use, what office this is. Baylor. They're closer to where I live. And they send me, it all comes on the computer. How much iron do I need? How much potassium? But I like to exercise because I'm a firm believer that now exercise is almost, not completely, almost a total cure. So when you get your message of what you need, along with your mammogram and all of the other potassiums, magnesiums, the list of things that your body is going to require, that's on a chart so you can manage your own health. And that's what I'm really talking about. We don't want any surprises because modern medicine is absolutely superb. My guest this evening was supposed to be Ms. Akua Roshan. Akua is I mentioned that earlier. Akua is she retired from as a school teacher, teaching everybody else, taking care of everybody else, and all of a sudden I don't feel well. My energy level is really low. This is going on. I got a new grandchild. My husband dies. I've got to get the Christmas tree ready. All of these other things that are just totally insignificant. So what we do with a person like that is say, okay, it's time for you to go. I've had my mammogram. Have you had your mammogram? Oh, very simple. You can talk to me about it. And when I say talk to me about it, and this is for men and for women because I have a lot of men. I had a man on my show. Some years ago, he came to the show dressed all in pink. By the way, I have on my pink shoes. Can you see my pink shoes? Let's see. I'm looking at this monitor.
Step up closer.
I can step up closer. How much closer can I step?
We're moving here. This is your camera. So.
Oh, okay, that's my camera. Now I can hold it. Oh, gosh, here we go. All right, shoes. Pink shoes. Ha ha.
See that hanger down there?
No, that's okay. Pink shoes. Mwah. But where?
Okay, you can show them now.
There you go. Now, woo! Pink shoes, and they're absolutely divine. But this Breast Cancer Awareness Month is not simply for this one month. Can we celebrate the whole year? Because you have your breasts all the time. You never lose them, number one. Number two, you got to eat two or three meals a day, and you just want to watch what you eat, obey the new rules of eating, the whole, what I call whole food situation, that's what reality is. And I'm Esther Davis. My final response is I was trying to tell you about Akua. Akua's journey was a pretty long one because, and she's going to come on and tell you about it. And once she comes on, I'm trapping because someone just sent this message. Train the husband. Okay, I will, if I can train the husband. And this person is Andrew Kelly. Okay, Andrew, if you're going to change your husband, now what part do you want me to train him on? Do you want him to do the exams every month, or do you want him to go for an exam? Because we have a rise in men, a rise, an increase in men that are having breast cancer. This gentleman that had breast cancer that came on my show came in a pink suit, pink shoes, pink watch. He looked great. He had to lose weight. That was one of the priorities. That was one of the things that he had to do. So he lost the weight. And I remember doing this at a church, for a church group. He was not ashamed at all of telling his story. It was an enlightening story because I didn't realize that men had breast cancer. Now, his journey, he had to change a little bit of his diet, and he was very comfortable doing that. But Andrew, A-N-D-R-U, I hope I'm spelling your name correctly, that is one thing about husbands. Okay, the second one is, if I'm going to train your husband, just tell me this quickly if you're still watching, if you're still listening to me. But she's watching me too, right?
Everybody's there just watching.
Okay. Is he having a problem with your breast being examined? Do you have, and I have, some women are like a double D. So if you're a double D fit, does he not want to spend the money on the price it costs for a good bra? Because a lot of times, that's another whole subject completely. I am not a full-figure woman. My breast,
I don't require a double D, double F, or maybe in your case, let's leave this out, but I have to bring it up. Does he want implants? Now, implants is another whole topic. We may need a show for that one. There are men, and I've heard this, that want that women to be a full bosom woman. Let's say he wants you to go from a 34 double A to a 38. Okay, you go and have the surgery, you do the implant. What I've learned about the implant, another show that we did, and I'm glad I'm having this opportunity to talk about all the shows we've had, but her problem was that the implant started leaking. Again, that's another whole subject. I don't know what doctors say about implants. I've never wanted them. In fact, half of the time, I don't even want to wear a bra. I wear a sports bra. Today, I have on a sports bra, and I wear these all of the time. But back to your question. Training husbands is something I need a little help on. Let's put it that way. You tell me what it is that you're having a problem with. But I do that I've heard concerns about, I want my wife to be more full bosom. Okay. Do a lot of research. Let me bring this up, and my time may be up in just a little bit. But let's do this. Research and the Internet is one of the greatest tools you can ever have. That's number one. Doctors are great. Doctors see anywhere between 25 and 35 patients a day. But sit down at the computer and log on what you want from the computer. Do you want to know anything about if your nipple is leaking? Do you want to know if you should go to bed with a bra on? Do you know it's better to wear a underwire bra or a sports bra? Whatever you want to know. Do your own research, ladies. You got to talk to me about this. And, Andrew, since you are still logged on, somebody else just logged on, thanks for logging on. I love this part of the show. But do your own research, and then take that research back to that doctor and say, you know, doctor, I think you're a great guy. I really do. But tell me about this. What do you think about this? I'll give you a good example, getting off of the subject of breast cancer. My doctor said I was entering the world of osteoporosis. Okay, that's fine. So I'm taking a bone mass pill once a week. But I got on the Internet and did some research on that. Aha! And my research was, do I need to take it every week? Do I need to, just normal questions. And you know, one of the greatest things you can do for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest things you can do for yourself is have a discussion with another female, with mom, with your sister. Holidays are coming up, perfect time to have the discussion. But let's go back to breast cancer. Breast cancer is, for the most part, preventable. That's the part that just breaks my heart completely. If something is preventable, it's like diabetes. Diabetes is really preventable if you want to lose 99 pounds. You weigh 400 pounds, okay, that was on my show last week. The lady came on last week, and one of the gentlemen lost 100 pounds, diabetes went away. The same thing with breast cancer. Now, today you can live with a complete mastectomy. You really can. You can live with a real mastectomy if you want the full bosom and the implants. Keep in mind one thing. Those things leak. They're made by a manufacturer. And if you want to dispute that with me, anybody out there, you go ahead and do that because I'm a researcher by heart. But do the research yourself and then ask your doctor, what does he think about that? Back to breast cancer. Breast cancer is killing a lot of women that could have lived another 20 years. That is most important. So, go get your breast exam. Aha. Do your own research before you go. And stop gaining over the holidays. Do me a favor. Do me a great big favor. Don't gain the extra 10 pounds. Don't gain the extra 20 pounds. Lose it before the holiday. Michael is laughing at me about that one. But lose it in October and November. Treat your body well. The body is magnificently made. And I am Esther Davis. I am on Facebook Live right now. I'm going to be on another few minutes, and we're going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to come back and talk about, you guessed it, breast cancer. I'll be right back.
Wow.
But I don't understand why they don't just go get the exam.
There we go. You're,
okay.
You're now, you're still live on Blog Talk and all those other...
I'm always live on Blog Talk, but
yeah.
I don't have Facebook Live.
No, Facebook Live, here's your show. I've got to refresh it.
Okay.
Now, we're going to do another segment on breast
cancer. We're going to do another one on breast cancer.
Okay. See, there's your segment there. I'm about to do another one.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready to set it up.
I'm ready.
Okay. One second. And I want to move that chair. I'm going to move some stuff out of it so they can get a clear shot of you.
Can they get a clear shot of this? 6, 5, 7, 8, 8.
Yeah, we can make it look how we want.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way, and I just got to take and turn.
Oh, to this side.
Okay.
How do you like that?
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
That gives me time to walk, because I like walking. No, keep this walk. Keep this walk. Okay, don't go away.
And we're live with Pastor Andrew Kelly. You're live and you're on the air. Sorry.
Hello, Pastor Kelly.
Well, hello there, good people. Very, 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 very interesting. I am absolutely great. Hey, listen, that was absolutely... We're always looking for ways to reach out to the community. Never in my life had I thought about bringing the Metabus to workshops and conventions.
Absolutely.
For, I never thought about it. Never thought about
it's a very good idea, and I tell you what, they will be overjoyed. You can actually bring the prostate bus on one end of your campus, bring the breast cancer bus on the other end of your campus. And let me tell you what is a great idea that I have been a part of. These, it's not a SWAT team, but it is. I want young people to not be afraid of authority. So there's a robot.
There you go.
I keep telling them to turn around, and I'm talking to you at the phone. But there is a robot, Pastor, that the police department has. And the robot is a genius. But to see the engineers assemble this robot intrigues a young person of any age. So see if your police department, those are three things that will ignite, totally ignite your convention. And, of course, set aside a time for the women. Set aside a time for the women to go get their exams for the
excellent
men.
Idea. Now, we've had them to come out for HIV testing and that, but never for cancer, breast cancer. So that's an excellent idea, and thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Tell me where you are.
I am in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Let me see. Who do I know in Jacksonville, Florida? I came to Jacksonville, Florida on a speaking engagement with the Florida Star. The publisher's name there is Clara McLaughlin. I think I lost him. There's another way off here. Are you still
there?
He's there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm still here.
She has two papers, and I write a column for one of her papers. But,
oh, really?
yes, I do.
I heard you earlier say that you wrote some 6 to 8 papers. What were those subject matters that you wrote on?
They vary from everything to when Ritz crackers, when they called a, they recall Ritz crackers. And I was so upset about that because we don't get notices, Pastor, on all of the recalls.
Right. Absolutely
they
not.
They only recall the large, so it hits the news that Ritz crackers is being recalled. Now, a Ritz cracker between you and I and the rest of the world is nothing but some flour and a sprinkle of salt. How in the world can you mess up a Ritz cracker and then put it on the market? And I love Ritz, but put it on the market. But what we, that was one of the subjects that I've written about. Dallas is going through, our city is going through a major, major renovation now, especially in the southern sector. So I have written about that. But you can look up my articles. We do MegaFest here with Bishop T.D. So I interviewed Her Excellency, granted two interviews. Last year, I think, the President of Liberia.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
I've had some exclusives over the years. My funniest one, oh, my gosh, my funniest, hello, hey, come on in. No, that's okay, hello. We're saying hello to a person that came in. But I've been a journalist now for about 30 years. You know what I'm trying to do now is trying to collect all of the civil rights icons that are still living.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
and I want
that's
to put,
nice.
I'm going to put them in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one already. I do a show with him every week. His name is Arthur Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Fuller, all these guys are in that age. Mr. Fuller was in the room when the internet was invented for the U.S. Navy.
Wow.
Pastor, he was in the room. And I have two or three, I have several doctors, and I want to say hello to Dr. Robert Prince and Joe Nash and a bunch of the guys that were in the room when the inventions were done. Robert Prince,
wow.
And I will tell you this, is a great, great, great gynecologist. We're talking about women's health tonight. In the early, early 60s, when I was modeling, I got sick. I fainted at a red light with my sons. I have two sons. Robert Prince was a young black doctor of those days. This goes back to my subject of the day. And Robert Prince took me off of birth control pills. Now, this is a hot topic among women because we have so many sick women today with hysterectomies and fibroids and da-da-da-da-da. But he was bold enough and brave enough in that time to tell a 25-year-old, and I weighed about 90 pounds, to not only exercise. I thought he was crazy for telling me that. So we had a discussion about that. But he took me off of birth control pills because you know what his hot button was at that time? His hot button was African American or have an ebony hue. So we've got to be really careful. I'm going back to breast cancer, ladies, back to your research on breast cancer. We got to be careful about the medicine that we take. And I'll take that in. I'll say that anyway. If you were not part of a clinical trial for the medicine that you're taking, you're in trouble from the beginning. I do not understand why you take a blood pressure pill for 20 years and you never get, your blood pressure never gets any better. Why not go and get some of God's earth, go get some greens, go get some spinach, go get something that has been made from the earth. I'm a real serious speaker about that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like it, some people don't. I speak in Nassau County, New York, in about 2 weeks. They invited me to come speak. If they don't invite me back again, I don't care. But the subject is, they sent me a litany of things to talk about on the subject, and I'm not quite clear about that. But it's important that we know that medicines, be a part of the clinical trials, whether you're getting paid or whether you're not getting paid, because the clinical trial determines the medicine that goes on the market. The medicine that goes on the market, if you are prescribed one of those by a doctor, you need to flat out ask him, was this medicine tested on African Americans? Because we're taking pills that are not working in our bodies. Very simple. It's very simple.
Wow.
Fortunately, I now have a doctor who we have a discussion about once a year because he wants me to do that, and I'm not going to do that. So we come to a meeting of the minds, and the meeting of the minds is, okay, I'm going to take cinnamon every day, or I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to take your pill. And he will say to me now, he didn't do this at first. His name is Michael Johnson. Hello, Dr. Johnson. But what he says now is...
not this Michael Johnson.
Not this Michael Johnson. What he says now is, okay, write it down and bring me a list. And let me give you a specific. How much time do I have again? I have high blood pressure. I do not have high blood pressure. I have anxiety. I have anxiety because I can multitask. I can do four projects at a time and do them well. Well, as you get older, your nervous system say, I'm not doing that anymore. So you have panic attacks. And the first panic attack I had, I actually thought I was having a heart attack because that's the way they feel. However, the acceleration in my pressure, they wanted to put me on a higher magnesium, a higher grade of medicine. I refused to do that. I was taking 25 milligrams. I refused to go to a higher medicine. Now, whether that was good or bad for me at the time, it worked out because I changed my lifestyle. I started exercising, and I went to a very Mediterranean diet.
Hmm.
Here's the problem.
Wow.
You have to change your diet. I don't conversations I don't like, I get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have never had an increase in milligrams in my blood pressure. I'm not going to take it.
Well,
and we don't have to.
Well, I'm definitely going to look you up and check out some of the papers that you've written. Thank you, Mike, for taking my call. And I'll send you a friend request there, Sister Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you a friend request. And
you
can
you
add me
much.
On Facebook.
All right. It was a pleasure
Alrighty.
Talking to you. Have a great
day. All right. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. I know my time is up now. Who is J. Don George? If you have joined us, I'll say hello to you.
He might have taken off, but he's a major pastor.
Okay. And I'm going to look forward to talking to you the next time.
Yeah.
It is a rainy, great night in Dallas. We have only about 1 million visitors in because we've got football games going on,
mm-hmm.
high school football games, college football games, and we have a state fair that ends this weekend. But you are the greatest audience in the world. I'm Esther Davis, and I'll see you next time. Look me up. I'm all over the Internet. Love for you to read my columns. Well, hello there, Mr. Obi.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Wait, you
were talking, we're still connected?
Now
we're done.
Okay.
We were talking about breast cancer.
I'm logging off. Logging off of here. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a show.
Mm. Mm. It's good.
Mm-hmm, isn't it?